You're listening to DVD Talk Radio.
All right, this is there's no science to this. This is DVD Talk Roundtable. We've got four people. I'm Noel Gross, a columnist. We've got Tom.
Hello.
Hello. And?
I'm Mike.
Jason.
All right, we're 2 days into Comic-Con. What's first on your mind as far as what you've seen?
I'm just amazed at how many more people are here, especially preview night. There was just a ton of people. I heard there's close to 18,000 might have been here, which is a phenomenal number. Mm-hmm. So it's just the size of it has just grown so much just in the last couple of years.
How about you?
I'm just a little trepidatious about tomorrow being Saturday.
Yeah.
How many people we've seen today? I wonder how many will be here tomorrow. So it's a little disconcerting.
What have you seen that's been of most interest to you?
Bruce Campbell yesterday.
Yeah, wasn't he great?
He's awesome.
Great. I saw he did an Anchor Bay panel today that was, you know, more of the same. It was great. How about you?
I just can't believe how big it's gone. I just wish the Hollywood studios would introduce and bring more movies here, more information about upcoming releases.
Mm-hmm. What's the strangest thing you've seen?
Just the strangest thing is seeing people that dress up like different characters out of comic books.
Or wear real bright clothes, maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah. Real crazy
a
kooks
lot of
like
fans
that.
That dress up there.
Yeah.
So.
How about you?
The strange thing I saw was the line for Hall H this morning. That's just crazy. That line went on for...
Just keeps going and going. It's a never-ending line.
Yeah, and on a Friday. That's why tomorrow I just can't imagine what's going to be like, especially for Bryan Singer and Superman. It gives me chills in a bad way.
So you're just going to...
I might just avoid it, and I love Superman.
Yeah.
I mean, this is my 22nd year coming to Comic-Con, and every year it gets bigger and bigger, and I appreciate it, but at the same time, I kind of miss the intimacy of the old days.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that it gets a lot of media attention and a lot of exposure, but at the same time, it's so difficult to manage with 100,000 fans.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a love-hate.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody go to the Star Wars panel?
Nope, didn't go. I went to the Star Wars panel last year, and it was enough. I figured there's not that much more that they can talk about, but I'm sure they may have talked about the DVD coming out and... You know, the TV show and all that.
Stuff
but,
that we will pour over in detail until those DVDs come out anyway.
Definitely.
How about anybody go to the Battlestar?
I saw a little bit of Richard Hatch as I was waiting for the next presentation.
Yeah.
He was playing some blooper reels.
Really?
But, and someone had asked him a question about bringing in some of the old actors from the original series. And he said they were open to it, and they'd actually extended an offer to one of the people, and they turned him down.
Mm-hmm.
So, looks like they're trying to bridge the generations.
Yeah.
I would like to see with Battlestar Galactica a little bit of a backstory about Commander Dom, about his getting to be Commander.
Mm-hmm. Other than Superman, what's happening in Hall H that is of keen interest?
Well, I'm going to be in Hall H all day tomorrow.
So it's all of interest to Tom.
I'll be camped out. King Kong.
Yeah.
I know that they're going to show some stuff. I know Peter Jackson probably filmed some stuff just for Comic-Con because he did film stuff for the DVD producers panel.
Uh-huh.
So I know he's going to have some clips, and Jack Black's going to be there, I'm sure. No telling. Hopefully Naomi Watts may show up.
Yeah. So. Tell me about the DVD producers panel.
It was very interesting. They showed some clips from the new Gladiator 3-disc set.
Oh, man.
Showed the menus. They talked about some of the upcoming discs. Peter Jackson verified that he is interested in doing a huge Lord of the Rings, big super-duper, throw everything you can on it set coming up. And he also wants to work on some of his older films, like Brain Dead.
Oh, wow.
And... Meet the Feebles.
Yeah.
And Bad Taste. He
oh,
says
wow.
He filmed a lot of stuff of them filming the movies.
Oh, yeah.
So he has that he can present on the DVD. So he's interested in that.
That's fantastic. What's the best free stuff that you've seen? Like the swag, the stuff they give you. What's the best thing you've seen?
The bags that they give.
Yeah.
Each studio gives bags out. Like Disney gave a really neat bag out. Just every studio has different freebies.
Yeah, they had like a Narnia bag and things like that.
Yeah, with all kinds of goodies.
That's pretty smart to give people bags to haul all their stuff. It's free advertising walking
around.
Good
marketing. Yeah. Good marketing potential.
Yeah. What about you?
I got this DVD today of upcoming stuff for the Sci-Fi Network.
Oh, wow.
Haven't had a chance to look at it, of course, but it looks like they have some stuff from Cleopatra, Earth 2, and Slider. So
yeah. Well, that definitely fits in our realm of interest. How about you?
Boy, I saw someone get a free Devil's Reject shirt.
Yeah.
Not me, but hey.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I was eyeing those in the Sid Higgs booth. He's got them for $20, and I'm like,
20, huh?
Yeah.
Not bad, but that's not free.
That's not free.
No.
Did you make it to the horror, the directors?
Yeah, and sort of a big disappointment there is that Roger Corman fell ill and
yeah,
hasn't been able
Ill.
To go. But they're having a party tonight specifically for Masters of Horror. So I'm going to be going to that. Hopefully that'll be fun. I don't know. And then tomorrow night, going to the Devil's Rejects and get to be on the press line, which should be interesting. I've never done that before. So I get to shout questions at Homicidal Maniacs. Yes.
Well, I was pretty excited at the Masters of Horror when they listed some of the directors that are going to be doing segments. Fine. It was just amazing that the names they threw out.
Yeah, the list goes on and on. And but I thought it was just sort of interesting that Lucky McKee, the guy that did May, he's sort of the neophyte of the group, but he made a great film, and he's actually going to be a Master of Horror. He's going to do one of the half hours.
Well, May was great.
Oh, May's amazing.
That was a good flick, definitely.
Yeah, love that. So what's something that you'd like to share with everybody on the forum?
I was able to meet some new people that have been here for the first time.
Yeah.
And that's always fun. Mm-hmm. I was sitting in line for the Bruce Campbell signing.
Yeah.
And two people next to me this was the first time they were going to con.
Yeah.
So they were just amazed, and I was giving them tips on how to pack stuff and what to bring and things like that. And they were just amazed and excited, and they're coming back next year.
How about costumes? You talked about seeing weird people in costumes. What's the strangest costume
you've seen? I saw someone dressed up like the slave Princess Leia look.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I got my photo taken with it. She's a professional.
Oh, I'd say so.
Yeah. Also saw Wolverine and Storm. But I believe they were both transsexuals. I'm not sure.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's open to everyone here.
Well, I was in the Bruce Campbell line. Just a few people away was the woman dressed like Wonder Woman. I mean, she was a tall, striking. You know, I mean, she looked the part.
Yeah.
And she looked great. And people were always coming by saying, "Hey, can I take your picture?" Oh, and I saw a woman dressed up from as the wife from The Incredibles.
Oh, really?
Oh,
and
cool.
I thought, and she was doing a lot of posing for people, and she looked really good in the costume, actually.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing like going to a band convention with bands.
Mm-hmm.
You can see so many interesting people.
How about anybody go to the Lionsgate panel? That's pretty off the beaten path.
I wish I could have, but, you know, it's just like one of the problems with con is that there's so many things going on at one time, you have to prioritize, and I wouldn't have liked to
pretty low on
it.
The list.
You know, I made my little list here of all the attractions that I want to go to, and there's just so much. I had to, like, skip a bunch of them.
I wanted to go to the Harryhausen thing. Did anybody go to the Harryhausen?
I saw about 15 minutes of it.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was talking well. He seemed pretty sharp, knew what was going on. I'm like, all right, thumbs up, big guy.
It was sort of when I went to Masters of Horror, they had Don Coscarelli. His piece uses Angus Scrimm, and he's getting well into his elder years, and he looks amazing in the thing he played. It's they're doing another John Lansdale short story, which if you don't know, is the writer who did Bubba Hotep.
I love Joe Lansdale.
Yeah.
I've got all of his stuff.
Oh, really?
He's a genius.
I wonder if I can ever get him out here. Oh, East Texas,
he's been here. Yeah.
Yeah, he has been here?
He did. He did a reading, and I read from his book.
Oh, wow.
He's awesome. Wow. He's fearless. He's great.
I'm going to go to the comic book expert here. Now, what's the deal with horror? It seems like horror is a huge new revived genre in comic books. How did that get started? Do you know?
Well, there's been a couple authors that have really taken it to the next level. Mm-hmm. And I really think it exploded with the 30 Days of Night. When that came out, and it was optioned by Sam Raimi Studio, it gave a lot of credibility to the art form. And it's all being done through independence. You're not getting it through your mainstream publishers like Marvel and DC. Uh-huh. So it's just straight up fringe element, but it's selling well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think comic fans clamor towards horror. I mean, 70s horror comics have exploded in the last couple years. I myself picked up a lot of them this year. I picked up Tomb of Dracula, Werewolf by Night. So it's always been there. It just kind of... it's been percolating, so mm-hmm. Now I think it's exploding.
I was here last year, and it seemed like it was just being totally, you know, I know a little bit about G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Because it's an artifact of my childhood. But it would just seem like a lot of TNA, a lot of big-breasted, you know, blondes. And how do you choose which big-breasted blonde comic book to get? If I'm a new comic fan, what would be a good entry point? I guess, obviously, you said 30 Days of Night would be good for me.
For horror?
Yeah, for horror would be
good. Yeah, I would say anything published by IDW, which is a great horror publisher. They're doing a lot of stuff with Rob Zombie right now, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they just put out something called Bigfoot, where he co-authored it.
So what did you think of that? I read it all.
It's not bad. I mean, it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's a little pricey for what it is.
Yeah.
I think it's $3.99, $4.99, something like that. So it's a little bit steep, but it's a good publication. They got Corbin doing the art. Yeah. I mean, he's a master.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say this is his best work, but it's still worth checking out.
All right. Anything else on the DVD front? I guess we should probably get back to the DVD base. Any see any DVD potential? Or I saw, I guess it's the wrestler Kane. When he went to the Lionsgate panel, he was being filmed very closely for WWE, and it was sort of funny when his session cleared out. You know, when his session ended, the room pretty much cleared out.
Wow.
And then it was Saw 2, and then when they started talking about Saw 2 and pretty much that it's more traps, people actually just started getting out and leaving. So I'm kind of... not too enthusiastic about the prospects of Saw 2.
Different director, right?
Yeah, it's a different director. I think the writer, one of the writers is the same, but they showed a clip and it was, you know, pretty much just, let's hurry up and get this out for Halloween. And
yeah, that's just the problem, I think, with motion pictures in general. Everything's so derivative. Mm-hmm. You see all these sequels that come out, and when you do get something fairly original, I mean, Saw, I won't say it was completely original, but at least it was a new introductory film.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than just leave it as it is, they just want to continue to capitalize on mm-hmm. it until they kill it. And how many times are sequels actually better than the original?
Mm-hmm.
It hardly ever happens.
Now, Lionsgate's done so much, but I came away from that session feeling really cynical about you know, the future of that company. I'm like, it's...
They seem to be kind of hit and miss,
because
sometimes they put out an unrated, like international cut of a movie.
Yeah.
But then other times, like with High Tension, they're going to come out with the theatrical R-rated cut, and you know, it just kind of upsets you that there's a much better cut out there, and why won't they put that out?
Yeah, yeah, and with the dubbing, they got called out on that, and it was they were like, oh no, we're trying to open it up to a big wide audience, and you're like, no, you just screwed up, you know. It's
yeah. Well, one thing I thought was interesting was, or maybe scary, was how much bootlegs I saw out on the floor. There seemed to be a lot of...
Seems like every convention I go to, there's always the bootlegger.
Yeah, it just seems more prevalent this year. It almost like there was more bootlegs than real ones.
The bootleggers and the hoochie mamas is what I always say. There's always like some sort of playmate from the 90s or something that's trying to eke out a little bit more out of a back issue or something like that. Why don't we look ahead to the rest of the weekend? It's all up in the air. We're only halfway through. We've already said that Hall H is going to be a big player. But anything else coming up on the weekend?
On Sundays is all the deals when they put a lot of stuff on sale to because they don't want to take it with them. So
you're
on the lookout for good deals. And there's a few panels still going on Sunday. Mm-hmm. One thing that's happened with the increased amount of Hollywood presence is a lot more content. Instead of just being on Saturday, it's being spread out throughout most of the con now.
Yeah,
The Rock is here Sunday.
Yeah,
you generally wouldn't get a presence like The Rock on a Sunday, but just, I think with
that
the scope.
It's a show. What is he in?
The Doom comic
Doom,
book?
Doom, yeah.
I mean, the
so
comic
he's going to mark that.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm looking for is to all the previews of movies and upcoming TV series.
Mm-hmm. I know they're going to, tomorrow they're going to preview Night Stalker. And Sunday, a new series called Threshold with Brent Spiner is going to be in that. And the 4400 people, anybody watching 4400?
I've heard about it, and I've never really seen it. So.
Yeah.
They're doing a movie preview.
The Narnia.
No, it's a...
Yeah, the Chronicles of Narnia.
No, it's too big.
Yeah, yeah. I'm officially not excited about that, but on the down low, yes, I'm very excited about Narnia.
The
feature length, the Family Guy. I've noticed there's a lot of Family Guy merchandise out there that I didn't know existed before now.
It's
pretty amazing. What about, anybody see the Transformers 18-wheeler in there?
It's all covered up in like a tarp thing. And I thought maybe on one day they pull the tarp off to see stuff, but it may just be
that's the bit, it's just going to stay covered until 2007.
Yeah, they're talking about 2007, it's like... Yeah,
what about the sci-fi booth? Is that not the strangest?
Yeah, that was pretty cool because it looks like some futuristic spaceship
some organic landscape being.
You know, it's definitely an eye catcher from a distance, and it definitely pulls you in to see what it is.
I wonder how much it costs to have a booth here.
I don't know.
Like, how much did Sci-Fi Channel have to pay?
And if we all chipped in, could we have a booth here? I don't know what we can get rid of some of my extra DVDs is what we can do.
Yeah.
All right.
Free swag.
Well, this was a great experiment, I think. We got a good roundtable discussion of Comic-Con, and I think that's so long for now. Everybody want to say goodbye?
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care.
See you from San Diego. See you next year.
All right. Later on.
You've been listening to DVD Talk Radio. Find DVD Talk Radio online at dvdtalkradio.com.